Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Okay, certainly. Is this the first egg that she's actually ever laid? Okay, and it, like she doesn't have any tissue or anything like that hanging out of vent area, like the egg's perfectly formed and. Yeah, sometimes they can be a little bit uncomfortable and everything. Is she breathing okay? Like she's not doing really rapid breathing or open mouth breathing or anything like that? Sure. When did she actually lay the egg? Okay. Yeah, she can be in a little bit of discomfort, and sometimes that's not abnormal for her to be a little bit quieter after laying her first egg. I would definitely leave the egg there just because if you take it away, it might drive her to want to produce more eggs. Like there may be a possibility she might produce another egg in the 2 days, generates every 2 days until they get what they believe is a clutch. Sometimes they just lay the one-off egg as well. But definitely worthwhile getting her checked out to make sure that she is doing okay. We are pretty booked up. We're just down to one vet at the moment, unfortunately. Our next availability wouldn't be until Friday afternoon. Obviously, if tomorrow she's still looking really lethargic and quiet and whatnot, please give us a call. Or see if you can get into another exotic vet sooner. But otherwise, I can make an appointment at the next available appointment time at 3 o'clock on Friday. Okay, now we haven't seen you obviously here before. Nope. Okay, now Samantha. And what's your surname, Samantha? And your email address? Now, is this the best contact number for you? And what's your address there, Samantha? And your little cockatiel's name? Definitely a female, and how old is she approximately? Sure, yeah, okay, so pop her in for a checkup, 3 o'clock on Friday for you. If obviously she goes downhill, you're not happy with the way she's looking, she starts breathing up, or she's really not eating anything overnight, definitely let us know. Keep her in a nice warm environment as well, away from any drafts or anything like that. Probably minimal handling today just so that she can get over the shock of laying this first egg. As I said, as I said, keep the egg with her. Just she may not show any interest at all, which is perfectly okay. If it happens to break or anything like that, then yes, you can discard it. But yeah, to just hopefully prevent her wanting to lay any more eggs. But yeah, we'll get her in and do a health check on her on Friday. But because she, if you wake up tomorrow, she's not doing well, or this afternoon or anything like that, let us know. We are fully booked, so it would have to be an emergency consult there if that was the case. But, yeah, is that her vocalising in the background now, or have you got an... Okay, yeah, okay, excellent. Yeah, so just keep an eye on her today, tomorrow, and we'll get her in at 3 o'clock on Friday. I will send you a questionnaire to the email that you just provided me, just a bit of basic history for her, if you can fill it out as best as you can prior to the appointment. But otherwise, we'll see you on Friday unless we hear from you sooner. Not a problem. Thank you. Okay, see you then. Bye.